The first time I did stand up, but it was another one of those where, like, I thought I was funny.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm fucking funny.
Yeah.
And I didn't have jokes. I had, like, three premises that I was like, these are funny.
Yeah.
And I remember it. I sat in my car outside of the Harrisburg Comedy Zone, and I listened to 3-6 Mafia. It was just in my car, like, fuck yeah, dude. And then I went in there, and I blacked out. I was so overwhelmed with pressure, like, I don't remember it.
Really?
Yeah. The only thing I remember is holding the mic down at, like, my belt. And this, like,
oh,
this lady in the crowd was like, lift the mic up. I was like, okay.
The first time I did it was at Helium. I thought I was hot shit, man. I rolled in there. My money maker dude that got the first, like, good laugh of a crowd during my first set ever, which basically was Destiny, was me saying that I don't like Chris Hansen, not because he stops pedophiles, but because he's a cock block and a snitch. And, like, people were like, people laughed. And I was just like, dude, this is so easy.
It was the first time I got, like, a paid gig. I'd been doing open mics in Harrisburg for, like, 2 months. So that's, like, once a week. I've literally been on stage, like, 8 times at the most. And this guy was, like, this guy named Earl David Reed, who still hates me to this day.
Really?
Yeah, he's, like, a local fucking radio guy. So he's huge. He's huge in York, PA.
Ugh.
And he had a career. He was good. I think he was on The Late Show with, like, Carson.
Okay.
Like, a long time ago. He was successful in the 80s. And then he asked me to open for him at a Funny Bone in Pittsburgh, which was actually a hotel in Mars, Pennsylvania. And, fuck.
Yeah.
Sorry, someone was coming in the house.
Someone's coming in.
So anyway, I was like, fuck yeah, they're giving me a hotel room. I was like 23. 22, I was like, I'm bringing all my fucking boys. And we just got, and it was right when Four Locos came out.
So this is your, like,
first show ever.
Oh.
I was supposed to host.
You drank Four Locos?
Played drinking games with Four Locos all day at the hotel before the show. So I was fucking, like, blacked out. And then the feature didn't show up. So the manager comes up to me and he's like, how long can you do? He's like, can you do, like, 25, half hour? I was like, yeah. So I just went on and bombed so badly that a guy in the front row was like, it was so, like, midway through my set, I told a joke, and this guy was like, ah, that one wasn't bad. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh,
so then,
man,
the next night, I was just dreading it. So we went to fucking Salvation Army and bought suits and crashed these two weddings that were at the hotel. Like, really fun. It was great. We
before
got
your show.
Yeah, right before the show in the same hotel. Like, we were about to take... We were taking a picture with the bride.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, who are these guys?
And
the fucking groom freaked out. Like, tried to fight us. Like, wedding crashing isn't funny.
No, it's not at all.
People get so mad.
Yeah, because they're paying...
Get the fuck out of here, you
fucking
assholes.
They're paying, like, $150 a head.
Yeah. So then I just... And I had spilled Four Loko, like, red Four Loko all over this shitty suit. This gray suit. And I went on stage, and I was like, woo! And, like, doing fucking...
Oh, no.
I was just dancing for, like, 20 minutes.
That was the fucking
so
birth
shitty.
Of Problem Child, dude.
That was it. So yeah.
That was the second night. You were just dancing for 20 minutes.
I just danced
drunk
hammered
on Four Locos.
And
if I had a time machine, I'd write down destination.
It's fucking
That's it.
Unbelievable.
That'd be the destination.
Did so badly that... And then my picture was at the hotel. So the fucking groom just saw it. I was like, oh, here's a dickhead. So he contacted the owner of the club. And was like, hey, this fucking loser. And just fucking was at my wedding. So then they...
oh, fuck.
Yeah, they didn't pay me.
Yeah.
And I've never worked a Funny Bone since. Although, I don't think it was funny. Because Funny Bones are pretty good.
Yeah.
They won't remember me. Nobody will remember me. That was
matter.
Like 5 years
ago. Yeah,
that was a bomb
matter.
Like 5 years ago.
That goes away.
But yeah, that was the worst.
That's so fucking funny.
I did so badly that the manager was sitting outside with me, and he was like, have you ever considered, like, being a teacher? I was like, all right, man.
Oh, and you're just fucking googly-eyed on Four Loko, like, what?
Yeah. That was horrendous.
Oh, that sucks.
How about you? What was the worst show you ever did?
Fuck, there's been so many horrible ones. I don't know. Never like that. But just shitty fucking... I've done, like, a zillion shitty shows where I just go up and eat a dick.
Yeah.
I did do an Armenian Orthodox church.
Fuck.
Opening for a magician. That was probably the worst. I had to be squeaky clean, so I bombed for like 10 minutes. And then he's like, yo, go back up and do another five clean while I get my rabbits and shit ready. So I started like trying to – I'm like stalling for him with absolutely nothing, just talking out of my ass. And no one's laughing. All these fucking Armenians are just staring at me. And then the guy, I thought it'd be funny to like pretend to do magic before he came on. And I did like a fake magic trick and everyone just like stared at me. And then he was like, get off from the back. So I was like, all right, here you go. the best one was probably when I was doing a show in like upper Darby or Darby-ish area. And it was like, you walk into a bar, there was like seven people, three people playing pool, and you walked like metal detectors. It was like a hood ass fucking bar.
Oh boy.
So I was doing this joke where I talk about, like, at the end, it's about someone sucking a dildo. And some Jamaican dude had been heckling me all night. And he's like, me suck dildos every night. And I was like, what the fuck? I don't think he was so drunk. I don't think he knew what he was saying. Oh,
fuck.
And it just, everyone laughed, and I couldn't.
Yeah, anything. You couldn't finish your joke.
That was so funny.
I just got hit with a similar. I was in Baltimore again, and it was just white guys being so disrespectful. No, it was like eight white dudes in the front of this room. That were all trying. They were all stand-ups, and they were all trying to listen.
Yeah.
And then in the back of the room, this party came. It was just a party of black people playing pool in the back of the room.
Where was this?
Not at McGoobie's, but right next to a place called High Tops.
Gotcha.
And they were loud as fuck. Like, so fucking loud. Every single comic. I headlined. I was closing it.
Yeah.
So I just sat there and watched every single comic just get fucking destroyed by these people that were just laughing and loud, literally playing pool. So that's loud as fuck.
Yeah,
so loud. So I got up and tried to fucking take a swing at them. And I got up. I was like, oh, man, I didn't know fucking black people even played pool. Like, I was like, I thought you guys were more dominoes, dude. I didn't know it was billiards. And this fucking black dude just teed off on me from the
back.
Did
he really?
Yeah, but he sucked.
Yeah.
He wasn't saying anything. He was wearing a vest. Like, he came from, like, a wedding.
Okay.
I thought he was the fucking valet.
But the onus of being funny was on you, so he just derailed your
set. No, but him just yelling anything, all of his group
they all
would laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh.
Damn, dude.
I'd be like, dude, could you guys shut the fuck up? He's like, say something funny then, motherfucker.
And I was man. So you were in, like, a slight race war.
I was literally sweating. I could feel.
Really?
I could feel my body sweating. It was that fucking heated.
And then you came home and watched that video, and you're like, motherfucker.
And then I watched the fucking white guys need to change video.
We need to change, dude.
But then, that's not the worst heckle. That was just recent.
No. I had a guy one time turn. He looked. I was, like, doing my set at some yacht club, which sounds fancy, but it's not. And I was sitting there doing my set, and some guy, like, 40-year-old dude with his parents, looked at me and turned to his parents and like held his arms out like, what the fuck is that? And then turned back around to me and I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, man.
Hell yeah, dude.
Well, that's a little too hot, Matt.
This is a very hot cast. Let's tone it down a little bit, dude. How was your weekend?
It was nice. Got to did some stand-up at the Middle River Yacht Club in Dundalk, Maryland or some shit.
That just sounds like a racist place, dude.
It
Dundalk.
Was, oh, very racist.
Of course.
Very racist. Classic racism.
Yeah, yeah.
They were just good white trash idiots.
Like a little light beer racism.
Yeah. They weren't Klansmen, but they were, definitely racist.
Of course.
Yeah, it was at a yacht club, and a yacht club is not what you think. It's not like a fucking nice yacht. It's a bunch of fucking pontoon boats along the Chesapeake Bay. And just white trash.
Just like repurposed Bud Light cans just made into boats.
In there.
Oh, my God. Dude, I could have sworn those things when I first heard about them were like high society yacht club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was
like
the second time
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, that was the second time I did that yacht club.
And yeah.
The first time I was shocked.
Dude, when I did one once, and I pulled down like, I remember it was like an hour and a half away, and I got there, and it was like a gravel driveway with a tiny little like townhouse on the water, and I'm like,
dude.
In my head, I'm like,
where was it?
In Jersey somewhere?
Oh,
I don't know.
Shit.
It was in Jersey. It was his Jersey Yacht Club.
That's exactly what I was just at.
Dude, I pulled up. I had
gravel
fucking
parking lot and a fucking, like, building. Like
yeah,
a townhouse.
Some weird. It looked like a municipal, like, town center. So I got, and literally in my head, I'm like, this must be the servants' quarters. Like, where's all the fucking huge boats? Like, I get in there.
Servants' quarters, dude. Jesus
Christ. They had these. I walk into this place, and on every table was those. You ever see those, like, things of beer? They're like a little silo of beer on the table, and everyone split.
Yeah.
Every table was equipped with these huge beer towers.
Oh, the Middle River Yacht Club went buckets.
Really?
Yeah, they had PBR buckets.
Oh,
they were getting fucking lit. Jesus they also Christ. Had a buffet of nachos and a soft pretzel machine and a popcorn machine.
I was going to guess the buffet, and I was giving them way too much. I was like, chicken fingers?
No.
No.
Nope. And I made fun of them. I was like, you guys are too old to be eating these fucking kids' meals, you fucking idiots.
So they had like a movie theater concession stand inside?
There was a lady named Deb who sat in the front row who heckled every comic the entire time. And then I had to do like 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah, you did. Who else was on?
Oh, it was a bunch of Maryland comics.
Okay.
You wouldn't know. And I had to go on, and I couldn't do it. You couldn't do one bit.
Yeah.
Like, you could not do one joke.
It was just too much fucking. They were too fired up.
They were just yelling. They were yelling about, like, inside jokes.
Oh, my God.
The lady in the front and her three friends kept yelling, like, 7-17-17, which I guess was a date of when one of them was getting married or something. I have no idea.
Holy
but,
fuck.
Like... just randomly throughout my set, people would be like, 7-17-7. I was like, what are you saying?
Ugh.
They just kept yelling, water.
Why?
Because they basically have a Philly accent.
Maryland has it. Yeah, Baltimore basically.
Baltimore. There was a guy that was on. He was like, yo. It was just six. This guy was like, yeah, Yin's got those buckets of beers.
They just all talk like crabs. Like, Baltimore.
I'm wacko for Flacco. So... they just kept yelling that number, and then finally I was like, do you want to fucking try and tell a joke, Deb?
Yeah.
And so she got up and tried to tell a joke, and I took her seat in the front row and started, right when she started talking, I was just like, 7-17-10. Just, the place went nuts, and she couldn't talk.
Of course, dude.
She just panicked. She stood up there and was like, so there's a girl, and she was on a first date, and I forget.
That's so funny.
I was like, see, Deb? It really fucks it up.
Well, it is funny how much, like, when you're doing stand-up, you don't even realize it, but from being in the spotlight, you're in control of just, like, all of the psychic energy of the room.
Shut the fuck
up. It's true. It's literally true. No, it's true. There's a pressure on you. And when someone else steps up on the stage, they're just like, it's overwhelming.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even when you're like, what's your deal, and you direct attention to people, they're just like... and they
of course.
Shit them pants.
That's
pants.
Right. Yeah, it was like, yeah, everybody thinks they're funny until they're fucking up here with a mic.
I'm telling you, you don't realize it because you've been doing stand up for so long. But like, dude, that's fucking terrible. When I first started doing stand up, I used to literally like, I would sit in the back of the Raven, and my heart would be leaping out of my chest, and I would like make deals with God. Like, I swear to God, if I ever get good at doing this, I'll give all the money to orphans.
Oh my God,
so scared.
How about this weekend? You're at the Harrisburg Comedy Zone. How do you feel about that?
What do you mean? How do I feel about it?
Are you excited? You get to work alongside me?
I tossed and turned all last night. I can't wait. You know, I'm just I canceled all my plans this week. Just, you know, in preparation for this big weekend. I feel like I'm doing another fucking weekend. All right. I do like the club. I do like the owner. I do like the crowd.
Yeah.
I feel like I did last week. Want me to tell you what I felt last week? How I'm going to feel this week. All right. I don't want to come off as a cranky old man, but
you don't.
I do look forward to gigs like this that I can drive to that I don't have to get on a plane. So the one thing I
got to tell you this. I got to tell you this. Rich.
What?
My mom, remember that time I told you she said you were her favorite comedian?
Yes.
She actually, I told her you were going to be at the Comedy Zone in Harrisburg, and she told me that she wanted you to come over for dinner, to join me and my family for dinner. And I told her that was a fucking horrible idea.
Listen to me.
I said that was the weirdest shit.
I've turned down those dinners with relatives, okay, when I'm in their town, okay? All right.
Look, I agree. Look, I told her this was a terrible choice.
I would love to come to your house for dinner, except I would rather... I have other plans to hang myself in a closet in a fucking hotel room in Harrisburg. If I wasn't going to fucking hang myself, I'd come to dinner.
I told her that. I told her definitely don't... She was like, well, go ask Rich and see if he'll come over for dinner. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? That's a horrible idea.
If Kevin Hart's family asked me to go for dinner, I wouldn't go.
What's fired up for the weekend, dude? Or the week? What are you going to do this week?
This week, I don't know. I start at Punchline on Thursday.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be Punchline Philly.
For the Mad Dog.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Damn.
It'll be wild.
That's tight.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be good.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it'll be good. Yeah. Yeah, it's nice to have fucking something to do.
Exactly.
Oh, dude, I had a guy come to the Comedy Zone this weekend because he heard me on Bennington.
Nice.
Yeah, I was like, holy fuck, sweet. I can't believe that worked.
Dude, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, he was like, you said you were going to be opening for Voss at the Comedy Zone. He's like, I had to be there. I was like, fuck yeah.
Fucking awesome.
And I was sitting with Voss. I was like, see, dickhead?
Oh, that's told you it so worked. Funny. That's so funny.
Yeah, it was fun. It was nice because I forget how shitty Central PA is.
Yeah.
Like, I really do. Like, from living here, and then you go home, and it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
They really are fucking complete dickheads.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny, man. But, you know.
And, like, rural crowds like that, they don't know how to act in a club at all.
No, not one.
Because there's
whatsoever.
No way they go see live performance. Like, in the city, people know usually to shut the fuck
dude,
up.
Dude, just saying performance is gay. It's like, yeah. Don't call it a performance.
Yeah. Dude, my friends call me gay for things that I have no idea. Like, I get made fun of for drinking iced coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot. I forgot how shitty they were. And it was funny because I kept saying it on, like, it's just funny, like, around here, everyone was like, Hillary's definitely going to win.
Yeah.
That room I was in could not have been more pro-Trump.
Oh, yeah.
They were fucking hyped for Trump.
That's so funny. Yeah, like, it is funny switching back and forth, and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
But.
You got to pander a little bit. I mean, I wasn't like, I'm not like pro-Trump.
No, you don't pander. You'll
I don't
fucking,
pander.
You'll make fun
but
of
I was
you
like,
fucking idiots.
But I was, it's always funny to be like, what do you think, the white guys were fucking, think the white guys were just going to pack it in?
Nah,
you think they were going to fucking not fucking
no
vote?
No way.
The only people that voted were the fucking Comedy Zone crowds.
Yeah, 100%. Dude, remember that fucking, they came up red on that thing. It was like, bam, these guys, your county or whatever. Like,
oh,
right
yeah.
There,
was, well, it was Levenon County.
Yeah, yeah.
There was only one county left in PA.
And they swung
And they
it
were like,
red.
Could it be Hillary or Trump? Like, and I was like, it's definitely
right.
Trump.
Yeah, dude.
It's Levenon County. They have horses.
Yeah.
It's
that's
Trump.
That's true.
There's
if you're white and you own, like, 400-pound animals, dude, you're going red.
Fuck
all
yeah.
times.
Fuck yeah. I don't know, man. It was just funny to see them all get fucking hyped. Like, woo, fuck
yeah. Dude, it's so bizarre to, like, go from Philly to that and be like, okay.
Yeah. And it's funny, too, to be like, Philly's this liberal-ass city.
Yeah.
It's really not that.
No, it's not. Not like, it's not Portland.
Yeah.
But, dude. Compared to there, dude. It's
but
like,
there is a fucking million white trash here.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
The Northeast?
Yeah.
Yeah, South Philly.
Yeah, Trump's going to win.
Oh, dude, I did a thing in South Philly on Friday morning when I had to host the Wing Bowl after party.
Oh, my God. The
and
Wing Bowl
like,
after party.
Dude, it was fucking. I was sitting in there just like, South Philly is just dudes who want to dress like seventh graders forever. It's like they're. It's all how I dress. It's like silver chain, like cargo pants, and you're like, "What's up, dude?" Like a weed hat. It's so funny.
Did you say Ric Flair was there?
Ric Flair was in the building, dude.
You should have fucking said.
Everyone
up.
Was going woo the whole
oh,
time.
That's
it
awesome.
Was so funny.
The woo is the fucking best, man.
Everyone was hitting him. The Ric Flair woo. He was chilling. He was cool.
Hitting a crowd with that when they're unhappy with what you said
it's
is so
dude,
fucking
best,
funny.
It's the best thing I've ever seen.
I'll never forget
that.
How happy I was when Trump got elected and we were at that mic.
Oh, my God.
I got on like right when he won Florida
yep.
and all that shit. And
yeah.
I got on. I was like, woo.
We're coming
Trump,
for you.
Baby.
We're coming for you.
You fucking bitch. Pussy-ass motherfuckers. You didn't think this was going to happen?
When I was hosting, I came out like halfway through, and I was like, holy shit. I was hosting that open mic, and I was like, holy fuck, Hillary just got 170 electoral votes, 270 votes, and everyone started pulling their phones out. I'm like, nah, just kidding. Trump's winning anyway. People were like, yeah, fuck.
Oh, that was when O'Connor gave his address right before me.
Yep.
O'Connor.
Oh,
like,
that was at Medusa.
Sucks. That was at Medusa.
But you
after.
Did a thing at Helium,
at
too.
Helium.
Right? Yeah, dude, that was the fucking funniest thing in the world.
Because it was like.
Guys like me are going to come fucking grab your pussy ass and put you in the camp.
Yeah, I said, you better be nice in fucking January. I'm coming around in a truck. But yeah, that was very interesting. I forget what the fuck I was just going to say. Fuck.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever.
It's funny, because at the end of it, I invite her to come see me open for Louis Anderson.
You're probably so stoked on it.
I was like, yeah, you should come see it.
Open for Louis Anderson.
And then I got there, and he was like, no profanity. I was like, ah, fuck.
What a, really?
Yeah.
Damn, that sucks.
And then he told me he jerked off to me.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Right before I went on stage.
Oh, before you went on, he's
right
like,
before I went on the last show, he was like, I want you to know I jerked off to you last night in the hotel room. And if we like hadn't talked the whole weekend. I was like, cool, man. He was like, good luck. I was like, oh, shit.
And he made you be clean, too?
Yeah.
What a dick.
Yeah, it sucked.
It's actually kind of funny he jerked off to you. He probably did jerk off to you, too.
Yeah, maybe. I also heard he's actually hilarious.
Yeah, he probably is.
So he was definitely just fucking with me, which is really funny.
That is hilarious he did that.
And I probably was horrible.
It was your first gig?
It was like 4 years ago.
Damn.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.